So before you listen to the sermon, read Proverbs 23. It's going to be two sermons on this topic.
Because
I couldn't fit it into one. And the main title is Alcohol in Light of the Bible. And the subtitle for specifically this sermon is Two Kinds of Wine. Yeah, and the reason I'm talking about it is because, first of all, we need to talk about it. Two of you, I think 2 months ago, asked about it. What about drinking alcohol? Is this okay? Should we stay away from it, or is it okay that we drink something?
Now,
if you've listened to sermons, you probably know that I'm against alcohol.
Yeah,
because I've mentioned it before in sermons. Yeah, there's nothing good coming from alcohol.
But
I never preached a whole sermon on this topic. And partially that was because I wasn't sure about some of the scriptures. Yeah, some verses I wasn't sure about how to interpret.
But today
I don't have doubt about that.
I
know what the correct teaching is, what the Bible teaches.
And
I want to show you that also from the Bible today. Yeah, so if you have a problem with what I say today, you don't have a problem with me, you have a problem with the Word of God.
Yeah, because
this week and next week I'm just going to show you from the Bible what it says. Yeah, and of course you can decide what you want to do with it.
Now,
you've probably heard Christians say, yeah, it's okay for Christians to just drink in moderation as long as you don't get drunk. It's okay for a Christian, yeah, to just take that glass of wine once in a while, to drink that beer once in a while. Yeah, just don't get drunk. Now, That sounds nice. Yeah, but is this what the Bible says? And by the way, this is what most Christians will believe. Yeah, this is what most churches will teach if they teach at all on this topic. Yeah, I have many Christian friends who think it's fine for them to drink alcohol in moderation. Yeah, of course, nobody's arguing about if it's okay to be drunk or not. Now, some people have very loose definitions of what it means to be drunk. It has like, oh, only if you're just on the ground vomiting and then, oh, that means you're drunk.
No,
next week we'll talk a little bit about what it means to be actually called a drunkard. But in general, people would admit, hey, drunkenness is wrong. Yeah, the Bible speaks against that.
Now,
and they will bring up all kinds of arguments why they think it's okay for Christians to drink in moderation. Now, my goal today is not to just take all these arguments and try to debunk them.
I will
debunk some of them. Yeah, because I don't have time to debunk all of them today. But my focus will be to show you what the Bible actually teaches on it.
What
will you find if you actually go to the scriptures and start reading them and study this topic out? And to do that, I will actually start with debunking one of those false arguments.
And
it actually was one that I was also false about in the past.
Yeah.
I grew up thinking that when the word wine was used in the Bible, it would always use just wine in the alcoholic version. And that's actually not the case, and that's actually not hard to show either.
Yeah.
When you read the word wine in the Bible,
it
points to any kind of juice. Either juice fermented, the alcoholic version, or juice which is not fermented, the non-alcoholic version. And of course, today we normally use the word juice for that, the non-alcoholic version.
Now,
if you look in the Bible, you will find, at least in the English one, you will find the word juice Only one time.
اگه کتاب مقدس انگلیسی رو بگردیم کلمه آب میوه فقط یک بار دیده میشه.
Yeah, in my Dutch Bible I checked it as well. It uses it three times.
هلندیم سه بار از آب میوه استفاده کرده.
The rest, 231 times, it uses the word wine. Now, there's people that argue, like, oh, juice was not a thing. It's only recent that we start drinking juice.
Yeah,
they say, oh, it's invented in the 16th or 17th or 18th century.
And
of course, that's a really weird statement.
Because
you just squeeze grapes and juice comes out. So.
But
let me prove you that from the Bible to give you an idea. Go to Genesis 40 and read verses 9 to 11. And this is a story about Joseph, who is in prison and two guys are thrown into the prison. And they have a dream and Joseph is going to interpret the dream with God's help. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded. And their blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand.
آنگاه رئیس ساقیان خواب خود را برای یوسف بیان کرده گفت در خواب تاکی در برابر من بود و آن تاک سه شاخه داشت که جوانه زدند و شکوفه آوردند و خوشه هایشان انگور رسیده به بار آوردند جام فرعون در دستم بود و انگورها را چیدم و در جام فرعون فشردم و جام را در دست او نهادم.
Yeah, so he takes the grapes, has the cup in the hands, he squeezes them, you have juice.
Yeah,
this was something that they would drink. Yeah, you don't have to invent juice, you just squeeze
fruit.
Yeah, this idea was around for a while. Now, why does the Bible only use this word once?
اما چرا کلمه آب میوه رو کتاب مقدس فقط یک بار ازش استفاده
می‌کنه؟ That's simply because there's another word for juice and it's wine.
چون یک کلمه دیگه در قدیم استفاده می‌شده به نام شراب.
Which refers to both versions.
هر دو مدل رو شراب میگن، نوشیدنی.
Yeah, wine is one of these words which have a meaning that has changed over time.
شراب معنی داره که عوض شده تو سالها.
Yeah, so let me give you some verses.
چند آیه بهتون نشون
بدم. Yeah, that make it obvious.
که روشن میکنه.
That the Bible uses the word wine for both the alcoholic and the non-alcoholic version.
شراب رو هم الکلی استفاده میکنه هم
غیر
الکلی.
Now go to Isaiah 65.
اشعیا 65.
Isaiah 65 verse 8.
آیه 8.
Thus said the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all.
خداوند چنین میگوید، مانند زمانی که شراب تازه هنوز در خوشه یافت میشود و میگویند آن را زایل مسازید، زیرا هنوز برکتی در آن هست. من نیز به خاطر خادمانم چنین عمل خواهم کرد.
Yeah, so it talks about new wine.
شراب تازه.
Yeah, that is found in the cluster.
که در شاخه هست.
Yeah, that is when the grapes are still hanging on the vine together.
انگور هنوز آویزونه به درخت.
And it's called the new wine.
به اسم اون رو گشته شراب تازه.
Now, is this wine alcoholic?
الکلیه.
Is there any alcohol in that?
الکل داره توش.
No. It's just part of the plant that's produced and nothing has been fermented yet. Yeah, of course not.
الکل پیدا نکرده بود.
Yeah, guess why there's no age restriction for buying grapes.
چرا برای محدودیت سنی وجود نداره برای انگور خریدن؟
You cannot get drunk from eating grapes or squeezing grape juice.
انگور خوردن یا فشار دادن انگور که آب انگور ازش بگیری،
yeah, درست
نمیشه.
Any juice contains any little amount of alcohol anyway.
همه آب میوه ها یه مقدار الکل توشون داره.
You could never ever get drunk from drinking any amount of that.
اما آب میوه ای رو که تو هر چقدر بخوری هیچ
باش. So the word wine here is clearly pointing to juice. Go to Songs of Solomon. Songs of Solomon chapter 8. Songs of Solomon chapter 8.
Suleiman.
And read verse 2. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house, And what just struck me, I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate.
No, it's not. I'm so sorry. غزل غزل‌های سلیمان 862.
Chapter 8, verse 2.
آیه 2.
What chapter? Torah 8. Torah هدایت میده 8 آیه 2. Torah هدایت میکردم تا به خانه مادرم میوردم همان که مرا زندگی آموخته است. Torah شراب اتراگین میدادم تا بیاشامی و از قصیر عناب خیش به تو مینوشاندم.
Yeah, so in the English actually we have the only mention of juice here in the Bible. And it's used as a synonym with spiced wine, with wine. And here you have the juice of the pomegranate called wine. Okay, we have the word wine referring to juice. Yeah, go to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verse 31. Yeah, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright.
23:31.
به شراب آنگاه که سرخ فام است منگر، آنگاه که در پیاله می‌درخشد و به نرمی پایین می‌رود.
Yeah. Now, before I explain what this actually means.
معنی این آیه یعنی چی؟
Is it not very clear that there are two kinds of wine being described here? There is one kind of wine that we shouldn't even look upon. Yeah, the one that is red. Yeah, the one that's stirred itself. Yeah, there's one kind we can look upon. Now, what kinds of wine are we talking about here? And the answer is simply the fermented version and the non-fermented version. Yeah, the alcoholic of the non-alcoholic the alcohol version and the non-alcoholic version of wine. Yeah, and of course, the non-alcoholic we normally use today, we call it juice. Now, let me show you that it's actually talking about this. Now, what does it mean when it says when it turns, when it look, don't look on the wine, when it turns red, when it gives it color?
When it moves itself.
Now, let's start to look at the red color. Now, read you something from a website. Yeah, that promotes wine. Yeah, you can buy wine there. They have blogs about wine. Yeah, this is a wino website. Yeah, this is not some Christian fundamental website. It's on winster.com. Winster.com. So let me read you what it says about this reddish of wine. Yeah, many people believe that red wine comes from red grapes.
ایمان دارن که شراب قرمز از انگور قرمز میاد.
And white wine comes from white grapes.
و شراب سفید از انگور سفید.
While this is usually the case.
با اینکه معمولا همینه.
It is for a different reason than most would assume.
اما دلیلش متفاوت از اون چیزی است که شما برداشت
میکنید. The juice from almost all grapes is actually clear.
آب همه انگورها سفیده.
Yeah, this is something you can test. You can buy red grapes and squeeze them.
انگور قرمز رو بخرین، آبشو بگیرین ببینین چه رنگی.
You'll figure out what comes out is clear.
می‌بینین چیزی که در میاد سفیده.
It doesn't give red juice.
قرمز نمیشه. میوه قرمز بهمون نمیده.
I'm reading on from the same website.
و همون سایت ادامهش میگه.
So if grape juice is clear,
اگه آب میوه سفیده,
then what makes red wine red?
چرا شراب قرمز قرمزه؟
Most of the color in wine actually comes from the skin contact during fermentation.
اکثر رنگ قرمز شراب از اون پوست انگور در زمانی که داره فرمنت الکلی میشه.
The skins of the grapes contain most of the pigments.
انگور اکثر نقطه هایی رو داره.
And during fermentation,
زمانی که داره الکلی میشه,
a lot of this color is imparted into the wine.
وارد شراب میشه وقتی داره الکلی میشه.
So when does red wine becomes red?
چه زمانی شراب قرمز شراب میشه؟
And the answer is during the fermentation process. During the time that alcohol is being formed inside the wine. So what is the kind of wine that the Bible says you shouldn't even look on? It's the kind that is red. It's the kind that is fermented.
شرابی است که در حقیقت الکل داره.
It has alcohol in it.
اون چیزی که الکلی شده.
It's not the kind that is in the cluster of the grapes.
اون شرابی نیست که هنوز توی دونه انگور هست.
Now when you squeeze them.
همون لحظه آبشو میگیری و میخوری.
Now this already makes the point, but what about the second part?
داره بهتون میگه ثابت میکنه.
The part that talks about that the wine moves itself.
یعنی که شراب حرکت میکنه.
What does it mean?
شراب حرکت کردن یعنی چی؟
Wine doesn't move.
شراب که حرکت نمیکنه.
Actually wrong.
اشتباه.
Yeah, wine actually moves itself.
شراب حرکت میکنه.
Guess what causes it to move itself?
چی باعث حرکت شراب میشه؟
The exact same process.
Fermentation. که باعث الکلسازی شراب میشه حرکت میکنه.
Next to the production of alcohol during this process.
تولید کردن شراب
and gas is produced as well.
همزمان گاز هم تولید
and causes bubbles to come up.
و گاز باعث میشه که حالت حباب پیدا کنه.
And of course it's CO2.
و اون CO2
carbon dioxide
هست که تولید میشه از الکل.
Naturally wine contains carbon dioxide.
خود شراب واقعی
as part of the process.
انگور واقعی کربن دی اکساید داره.
And if you would do it in containers that are strong enough, you could close it off and contain the sparkling actually inside the wine.
اگر ظرف‌ها و چیزایی داشته باشیم که خیلی سفت کنیم و کلاً وکیومش کنیم میتونیم گازدار بودن شرابو توش نگه داریم.
Champagne is an example of that.
شامپاین یکی از روش‌های
استفاده. Of course they when they produce it sometimes they inject CO2 into it to make it sparkling.
بعضی وقتا خودشون کربن دی اکساید هم می‌زنن که بیشتر گازدار بشه
شراب. During the fermentation process.
اما طبیعی زمانی که داره الکلی میشه.
Yeah, CO2 is produced in the process.
تولید میشه.
Yeah, that's why it moves itself.
برای همین حرکت میکنه.
Yeah. When does the Bible say you should not look upon the wine?
کلام خداوند میگه کی به شراب نگاه نکنید.
When it is moving itself.
وقتی حرکت
میکنه. When it's gone through the fermentation process.
وقتی الکلی شد.
Yeah, when there's alcohol in it.
وقتی در فرمنتیشن شد الکلی شد.
Now you might say, okay, if the Bible only uses one word for that.
این کلام کتاب مقدس فقط یک کلمه است.
How do I know when the Bible talks about the alcoholic version?
چه زمانی الکل میگه و چه زمانی الکل داره میگه.
And the answer simply, the context. The context will tell you. If it's referring to juice.
آیا منظورشون
or if it's referring to the fermented version with alcohol in it.
یا اون مدلی است که الکل داره.
Now let's look at an example.
یه نمونه را استفاده.
Go to John chapter 2.
یوحنا فصل 2.
And this is the story that where Jesus actually converts water into wine.
زمانی هست که
that's the first miracle he does.
آبو به شراب تبدیل میکنه. اولین معجزه‌ای که عیسی انجام میده. بعضی میگن
we'll go to this scripture and say
از این داستان استفاده میکنن.
Oh, it's okay for us to drink wine because Jesus converted water into wine.
اولین چیزی که عیسی مسیح کار کرد آبو به شراب تبدیل کرد. پس اوکی هممون.
There are two kinds of wine.
دو مدل شراب وجود داره.
What is this talking about?
در مورد چی صحبت میکنه؟
Yeah. Read John chapter 2 and read verses 1 to 3 for now. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine.
و در روز سوم در قانای جلیل عروسی بود. مادر عیسی در آنجا بود و عیسی و شاگردانش را نیز به عروسی دعوت کردند. But چون شراب کم آمد مادر عیسی به او گفت شراب ندارم.
Yeah, so there's a wedding.
عروسیه.
And turns out there's no wine. Jesus is there, disciples are there, they want wine. And there's no wine.
عیسی مسیح اونجاست، شرابی وجود نداره.
Read verses 4 to 10.
آیه 4 تا 10 رو بخون.
Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and then fill them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now.
عیسی به وی گفت, ای زن, مرا با تو چه کار است؟ ساعت من هنوز نرسیده است. مادرش به آنکرم گفت, هر چه به شما گوید بکنید. و در آنجا شش خمره سنگی بر حسب تطهیر یهود نهاده بودند که هر یک گنجایش دو یا سه پیمانه داشت. عیسی به ایشان گفت, خمره ها را از آب پر کنید و آنها را لبریز کردند. و به ایشان گفت, الان بردارید و به نزد رئیس مجلس ببرید. پس بردن. اون رئیس مجلس هم آب را که شراب گردیده بود بچشید و ندانست که از کجا هست، اما نوکرانی که آب را کشیده بودن میدانستند. رئیس مجلس نامزد را مخاطب ساخته بدو گفت هر کسی شراب خوب را اول می آورد و چون مست شدن نامرغوب تر را، اما تو شراب خوب را تا حال نگاه داشتی؟
Yeah, so wine ran out.
شراب تموم شده.
Yeah, then Jesus ends up turning a large amount of water into wine. The governor of the feast gets to taste it. And he says, hey, this is great wine. And he says, hey, bridegroom, come here. Yeah, normally people leave good stuff first and then... But you gave the best one at the end. You do the opposite.
Yeah,
Jesus performs a miracle here.
Yeah.
So what kind of wine did he turn this water into? Now, most people... Most Christians will actually say, oh no, this is Jesus making the alcoholic version. Yeah, because wine means wine. Yeah, yeah, which will show that's not actually the case, but that's what they would say. Yeah, wine also means juice. But then they will say, oh, but it says that the people are well drunk. Yeah, they've drunk a lot already. Yeah, so Jesus must have given them more to drink. Yeah, case closed.
This
proves that drinking alcohol is okay. But wait a minute. Think about this. Yeah, because does this make any sense? Jesus walks into a party.
Yeah?
The booze, yeah, the alcohol, the booze is running out. People have drunk a lot. So what does Jesus do? He just throws some more booze on top of it. So they get even more, can they even more drunk? Does that make any sense? Yeah, let's help these people towards sin or to continue in sin. Yeah, let's lead these people into drunkenness. Yeah, with wine that's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because drunkenness is definitely a sin. Eh? Nobody doubts about that.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. It's not logic to say that Jesus made this wine into the alcoholic version. This is just juice.
Now,
let me show you shortly that drunkenness is a sin, in case you
would,
you're still doubting that. Go to 1 Corinthians 5:11. 1 Corinthians 5:11. And this is a passage where we have some teaching on correction in the church. Yeah? So in verse 11 it says, do not keep company if any man that is called... Sorry, let me read it first. But now I've written unto you not to keep company of any man that is called a brother, be a fornicator, or covetous, or an adulterer, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one know not to eat.
اما الان به شما می نویسم که اگر کسی که برادر خوانده می شود زناکار یا طماع یا بت‌پرست یا فحاش یا میگسار یا ستمگر باشد با چنین شخص معاشرت مکنید بلکه قضا هم مخورید.
Yeah, do not keep company.
مشارکت نکنید.
If any man, if a man is called a brother, somebody who is part of a church,
عضو کلیساست,
and he's a drunkard.
و مسته.
So you really think that Jesus would give booze?
آیا که فکر میکنی خود عیسی مسیح الکل پخش میکنه تو عروسی؟ بعد از اینکه زیاد خوردن؟
No, of course not. He's giving juice.
آب میوه داشت.
He has turned water into grape juice.
آب انگور تبدیل
کرده. The kind you would squeeze out of a grape.
همون مدلی که انگور رو فشار میدی آب ازش میاد.
Yeah, the kind that is not red yet because there's no fermentation process taking place yet.
هنوز الکلی نشده که بخواد قرمز.
If you're struggling with alcohol today?
اگر امروز شما با مشکل الکل دارید.
I'm not against you.
ضد شما نیستم.
I want to help you.
میخوام کمکتون کنم.
Come to me if you need help. What is not an option is being a drunkard and be part of this church. That is not an option.
Drunkenness
is a serious sin. Jesus is not helping people to commit a serious sin. That's just logical reading of the text. When you read the word wine in the Bible, it can point to both alcoholic and non-alcoholic version. And actually, most of the time, it's a non-alcoholic version.
Good.
And the context will just make that clear. Go to 1 Timothy 5, verse 23, and look at another one. 1 Timothy 5, 23. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for their stomach's sake, and then often infirmities.
اما خود خدای سلامتی شما را بالکل مقدس گردان و روح و جان و بدن شما تمام بی عیب محفوظ باشد در وقت آمدن خداوند ما عیسی مسیح.
Yeah. So is Paul advising Timothy to go drink booze?
Paulus به تیموتائوس میگه برین الکل بخورین.
Yeah, because it's healthy for him.
برات سالم معدت قوی میکنه.
No, it doesn't make sense. He's telling them to drink juice because juice is actually healthy for you.
واقعا سالمه و براتون آبیه برات لازمه.
Whatever benefit you can come up with that you can get from wine is all also be found in juice.
هر خاصیتی که شراب داره همون خاصیت در آبنگ.
Alcohol is known to be bad for you.
الکلی که توی شراب هست همیشه بدی به بدن آسیب رسونده.
It damages your brain cells if you drink. It damages your liver.
Alcohol
is the cause of several kinds of cancer.
باعث دلیل به خیلی از سرطان ها میشه.
Yeah. I know people want to say that some alcohol is good for you.
Yeah,
but that's just not the case. You're much better off just drinking juice.
He read wrong. It's first Thessalonian. Let's say Timothy.
Do that again, because it doesn't make sense what I'm saying. First Timothy 5:23. Yep.
دیگر فقط آب منوش بلکه برای معده‌ات و ضعف‌های بسیار خود شرابی کم میل فرما.
Yeah. It's better,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, until I came to Greece, I shared with some of you recently.
I
never was sick.
هیچ وقت مریض نشدم.
Ever.
هیچ وقت مریض نشدم.
Yeah, 30 years or something when I was 30 I came here.
وقتی وارد ایران شدم یک بارم نه سرما خوردم نه مریض
yeah,
شدم.
Because every single day I got one orange juice squeeze.
مامانم یه دونه پرتقال آبشو میگرفت.
Yeah, some juice.
و یه ذره آب میوه.
And my brother wasn't sick, I wasn't sick. We were just healthy. Didn't like it. It was sour in the morning. Every morning I got this glass of an orange. Yeah, because juice is good for you. Juice is actually healthy.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense that Paul tells Timothy to drink some juice, some fruit juice, because of his infirmities, because of his stomach. Yeah, it will help your health.
کمکت میکنه به سلامتی.
What about communion?
اشاره ربانی چی باشه؟
Yeah, do we use the alcoholic version?
الکلی باشه یا غیر الکلی؟
Or do we use juice?
یا میوه استفاده.
Yeah, that's a lot of people having debate about that. Which one is right?
کدوم شام خداونده؟
Yeah, there are those that would say, oh, if you want real communion, then it has to be filled with the alcoholic version.
حتماً شراب الکلی باشه.
After all, it says wine in the Bible. They say that.
شراب کلام خداونده.
So it must be the alcoholic version.
الکل داشته باشه.
Now, of course, we already put that to bed. There's two kinds of wine.
الان بهتون نشون دادم کلمه شراب در کتاب مقدس برای دو مدلش
استفاده میشه. Interesting thing. Doesn't even say wine in the Bible for the communion. Let me help you. Let's read those scriptures. Yeah, and of course we go to the Last Supper where Jesus instituted this tradition. Go to Matthew 26. Matthew 26. And again, after this it will be obvious that Jesus was drinking juice here. Matthew 26:29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
اما به شما میگویم که بعد از این از میوه مو دیگر نخواهم نوشید تا روزی که آن را با شما در ملکوت پدر خود تازه بنوشم.
Does it use the word wine?
کلمه شراب استفاده میکنه؟
No, it doesn't. It says the fruit of the vine.
درخت مو.
Yeah, also notice that it says I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
تازه با شما میشه.
Okay, go to Luke 22. Luke 22, verse 18.
آیه 18.
For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Same story, parallel story.
همون داستانه به نوشته یه نفر دیگه.
Luke 22, verse 18.
آیه 18.
زیرا به شما میگویم که تا ملکوت خدا نیایید از میوه مو نخواهم نوشید.
Does it say wine? No, it doesn't even say wine. It says fruit of the vine.
گفته انگور یا گفته
انگور. Mark 14:25.
مرقس 14:25.
Yeah, verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
14?
14:25. Again, a parallel passage.
بازم همون داستانی به نوشته من هست.
هر آینه به شما میگویم بعد از این از ثمره مو نخواهم نوشید تا آن روزی که در ملکوت خدا آن را تازه بنوشم.
Isn't it funny?
جالب نیست.
There's so many people making this point. Oh, it has to be all the olive version. And it doesn't even say, it doesn't even use the word wine. It says the fruit of vine. Now, also here it mentions that it says, I drink it new in the kingdom of God. He drinks it like not the old wine, it's the new wine. So what do you think Jesus would have been using? Juice, grape juice. And of course you can go to 1 Corinthians 11. And we're not going to go there, but you can read it, but it also isn't due to the wine.
Yeah?
But there we'll talk about Jesus takes the cup. So it's it's actually interesting that they make this whole argument about wine while it doesn't even say that.
But here's another,
let me give you another angle to the story and show you that certainly this is juice that's being used. Now of course we have this tradition we're doing that we do communion and then we have the bread and the fruit of the vine, yeah, that is mentioned.
Now,
what are they representing? Of course the bread, yeah, the body of Christ that's broken for us. Then you have the blood of Jesus that is represented by the fruit.
Was
this any bread? No, it was special bread. Yeah, it was bread that was unleavened. Why was this bread unleavened? Yeah, because it was to represent something where leaven represents sin and the body of Christ, of course, represented Jesus Christ without sin.
Yeah?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 5, which is read from, it talks about sins that are like leaven that they need to be rooted out of the church. Yeah, one of them drunkenness. Yeah? Now, what makes leavened bread, leavened bread?
نون خمیر مایه رو چه جوری خمیر مایه می‌کنه؟
یعنی وقت نان
نیست با خمیر مایه چه جوری؟ خمیر مایه چیه؟
It's the same process that ferments wine.
که به اون خمیر می‌خوره و باعث بزرگ شدن نون میشه.
Now, isn't it not ridiculous to say that for the blood of Jesus, what has to represent the blood of Jesus?
جالب نیست براتون که نونش بدون خمیر مایه بوده اما خونش
yeah, the picture that it has to be that is an fermented version
مدلی باشه که توش خمیر مایه داشته باشه در
the exact opposite of the unleavened bread
ضد اون نون بدون خمیر مایه
yeah representing the lamb of God
برای خداوند بدون گناه
without blemish
بدون عیب و بدون ایراد
without sin
بدون گناه
yeah so it makes no sense to say that you need to have the alcohol version for communion. Now, of course, we shouldn't be drinking the alcoholic version anyway, as I will show you further.
Yeah,
but of course, for communion, we should use
juice.
Grape juice. Yeah. So, hopefully, you understand by now that there's two kinds of wine in the Bible.
And
that we need to look at the context.
And
to figure out which one is being
meant. Now,
when there are all kinds of negative consequences to it, we know it's talking about the alcoholic version.
I want to
start now looking a little bit about. Let's pause here.
Yeah.